Shalom, everyone. I hope the sound is going to be good tonight. I'm just posting the sat song that I'm going to be using this evening for reference before we do our meditation class. And this was a sat song that Maitreya gave in July of 2006. First of all, welcome to everyone to our Universal Mantra Meditation class. Hari Om Shri Hung. Om Nam Kevala. Thanks God, Maitreya, for this mantra. And let us be still for a moment to bring our energies together in God. And again, thank you, Father. A question was asked to Maitreya in this satsang of July 2006. There was a guest in the room, and the question that he understood from studying the teaching that the symbol of water in baptism was to go from the lower self to the higher self. And his question was, what does the baptism by fire mean? Good question. And Maitreya answers, in order to purify the water, what do we do? If we boil the water, we can remove the impurities out of the water and we can make purified water. Therefore, the trials in life and the trials in the spiritual path that come to the people who really want to go to God is the fire of purification that comes to the water of consciousness to evaporate them and take the impurities out of that. After we went through boiling in those situations, and sometimes even feeling that our situation became worse than it used to be, we eventually purify ourselves to a greater degree. Fire is the tribulation, is the problems, and it's the things that we think are awful things that are happening to us. If we stay still and meditate on the Word, put them in the Word, and see why they are happening, we can purify ourselves in a greater degree and progress to a higher level. Fire is the purifying experience in human life, in spiritual progress. Not only are we baptized with the water, that does not mean we are already purified. That is because the water indeed awakens, but it is not completely purified yet. We go through that tribulation and the fire, and we end up with purified consciousness. A higher level of consciousness and higher self. Being baptized, we turn around toward God. We are not there yet. We have to walk the path to go back to God. If you are too far into the world and another person is less into the world, when you both turn around, who has the longest way back to God? It is the one who is much further into the world. that person has to go through more fire to reach back to God than a person who is less in the world, turns around, and is pretty close to God. Therefore, baptism with fire starts after baptism with water. And when you are initiated with the word, you turn around and you say, I want to go to God. I want to accept the will of God. I want to accept this revelation as the last revelation of God. I want to understand it. I want to be with it. I want to be baptized with consciousness. So by turning around, you will be baptized. That is not the end of it. You just start going toward God. The fire comes. You become confused and unhappy. And problems start piling up against you. That is when the word and initiation comes in. If you really learn how to go to that stillness, you will not react to the situation. You stay in the stillness. You put the situation in that stillness, and you see clearly your way out of it, out of tribulation, out of the problems, without compromising God. A lot of people take the shortest path, and they compromise their purity. They react toward the situations. Instead of reacting, if you put it in that stillness, you act according to the will of God, and you eventually purify the situation to the point that you are free to pursue your path back to God. Therefore, purification or baptism with fire is the process of evaporating to the consciousness, recognizing the stillness, putting your situation and tribulation in that state, and progressing toward purifying yourself and those around you. The way is shown to you to go back. The way is shown to everyone to go back. The name of God has been given to you to meditate on. To go to that stillness within and oneness with God. But it is you who has to meditate. You have to recognize that stillness and realize that the goal of your life is to become divine. You have been called for a reason. You have come to this earth for a purpose. And that purpose is to become divine and make other people divine also. How can you do that? By following the eternal divine path, creation of the communities of light, sacrificing, surrendering, and submission to the will of God. Expansion of the mind to become a universalist and become an elect. All the ways are given for humanity to turn around, to be baptized, to become one, and to bring peace and unity. And that, of course, is not an easy job. A lot of tribulations, ups and downs will come to everyone. And that is the fire of purification. So we accept those things as the purifying process. So I wanted to share that excerpt from this satsang that was given by Maitreya. And I think the link has been put in text here. Thanks God for putting that in there and on demand. If you want to read the rest of that satsang, just click on that and it takes you there. But it has to do with our meditation, so it's always good to review these teachings that have been given to us by Maitreya and find how they relate in our everyday life, in our meditations. And so tonight we're going to have the Universal Mantra meditation process using the Universal Mantra Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. So let us take a few moments to be still together in God. And now we find a place that we can be comfortable. Sit comfortably and with your back and neck straight and your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and again relax your body and release any tension or any tense feelings and be completely relaxed. Now, imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember the objects located in the room, then expand yourself to fill the whole house or the room that you are in, remembering whatever you can remember about the place that you are in. Then expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember the roads as much as you can. Then fill the whole state, the country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. And now that you have filled the whole earth, gently visualize leaving your body, and you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on the earth and goodwill to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine now that you are leaving the earth and you are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe, a brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly enter this brilliant blue light, sit in it, and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. This light continues to fill you and enters your first chakra. It enters your second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them, and this light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white, keeping your back and neck straight. Breathe in deeply and listen, repeating the first part of your mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung. Pause, realize that stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out. Then breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam. And again pause and recognize that stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought or desire, gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relaxed. And now we'll meditate together for another 5 minutes in silence, and then we will reverse the process. Now close your chakras, letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. And now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, passing the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth and remember peace on the earth and goodwill to all men. And now pledge that you are an instrument for God's will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See that peace you received from that brilliant light is on the earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth and slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from feeling the earth and all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the city, the house, or the building, and the room that you are in, and come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. Now gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, the illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. After you have recognized that stillness, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hang, Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Shalom, everyone. Thanks God for the opportunity to share this evening with the universal mantra given to us by Maitreya. You may also enjoy this room 24 hours a day. There's tapes playing. And hope to see you next Wednesday, same time, for another live meditation class. All thanks to the Father.